We saw the Gemara yesterday, which told us, and we'll see if Ezra Hashem and the Shulchan Aruch how this turns out. If you come to shul and they're in the middle of davening, you want to start davening, so you should ensure that you will be with the tzibur for either kedusha or moedim, but you should not be in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei whilst they're saying kedusha or moedim. Kedusha, because the way we paskin at the end is because you cannot say it as a yochid, and moedim, because we don't have a situation in which you are unable to join the tzibur, everybody is bowing down, and you're not. So if you remember one of the issues that we discussed yesterday, we say we need to look at, and this is very, very negeh, halacha lemaisa. Rav Nachum, are you with us?
Nope. Yes. He's yeah. Moving.
No, he stopped again. Rav Nachum, you okay then? No. Either way, we said we have to this.
He's muted.
He's also stalled. So we said we have to look at the halacha, not only in the case that the Gemara talks about, which is when you arrive in shul late. Even in an ordinary case, when you're davening Shemoneh Esrei and your Shemoneh Esrei takes longer than the rest of the tzibur, such that you are in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei when the chazan reaches kedusha or moedim. So what are you supposed to be doing? That's the big question. So we'll see that as a Hashem in Tosfos. Lemaisa, we had a discussion. The final analysis was you're not supposed to say kedusha as a yochid. And the final part of the Gemara asked, are you ever allowed to interrupt your Shemoneh Esrei? Definitely not to say kedusha, definitely not to say moedim with the tzibur. What about to say amen? And the final analysis was that you do not interrupt your Shemoneh Esrei for anything. Rav Nachum, are you alive and well?
I feel like I switched to the Rav's Wi-Fi.
Thank you. My Wi-Fi is working very well. Thank you very much. Now you're frozen again. Okay, some of the problems there in Mishkafayim. That's what happens if you make fun of them at the Shemesh Gimel. No, he's gone. Okay, so let's have a look.
That's when your Mishkafayim get fogged up.
Right. There are masks in the other place. I think we should have a look at Tosfos, the first half, and we should also look at Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, Mitzvah Hashem. Some of this is very negia, halacha lemaisa. We're going to learn, Mitzvah Hashem, the first half of this Tosfos. Not the entire Tosfos, but the first half of this Tosfos. Ad shelo yagia shliach tzibur lemoidim. Now, if you remember, the Gemara never actually discussed, it was Rashi who explained it to us, but the Gemara did not. What exactly is the issue with regard to being in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei when they're up to Moedim? If you're in the middle of your Shemoneh Esrei and they're up to Kedusha, so we know the issue is you cannot join them for Kedusha because you're in the middle of davening, and you cannot say Kedusha afterwards because you're a Yochid. But what exactly is the problem? This the Gemara did not discuss, Rashi did. What is the problem if I'm in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and the Tzibur get up to Moedim? So if you remember, Rashi said, because we cannot have a situation in which everybody is bowing down and he's not. Why? What's so bad about that? Because if everybody's bowing down to the Rabbeinu Shloim and one person is not, then the onlooker sees as if to say that you're denying the existence of the Rabbeinu Shloim. Now, the obvious question is, and I'm surprised nobody asked it, Tosfos does, one second. So why can't you just bow wherever you're up to in Shemoneh Esrei? Bishloim Kedusha. So that the Gemara said, you cannot be mafzik to say Kedusha. But Moedim, what exactly is the issue? Are we talking about the bowing down of Moedim? Or are we talking about saying Moedim the Rabbanon? Now, let's go slowly over here because there's many factors over here, and this is extremely important generally to understand what's going on in Moedim, and then also specifically with regard to our Shaila. Moedim, as we know, is the first of the final set of three brachas. It's not one of the bakoshes. You have, it's not the first, it's actually the second. The first one is Retzei, then Moedim, and then you have Simsholim. Those are the last three brachas. As we know, when the Chazan repeats Shmoneh Esrei, then everybody joins in and says, Moedim Anachnu Loch, and we call that Moedim Derabonon. By the way, this is also extremely important. It's the only bracha in the entire Shmoneh Esrei that when the Chazan repeats Shmoneh Esrei, we join in with him. Besides the Kedusha, obviously. Why is that? So the Mefarshim explain a very, very beautiful principle, because the Shliach, that's what the Chazan is. He's the Shliach Tzibur. He can be a Shliach on behalf of us for everything, but not to thank. Thanking has to come from the lave, has to be personalized, has to be heartfelt. I cannot have somebody else thanking on my behalf. And therefore, when it comes to the bracha of thanking, this is where I say to the Chazan, okay, it's very nice that you're the Shliach Tzibur, but you cannot be my Shliach for Moedim, I've got to say it myself, at least the new version called Moedim Derabbanan. By the way, just as an aside, we're not going to get involved in this discussion, but if this is true that you cannot thank via a Shliach, so if you need to bench Goymel, can you ask somebody else to bench on your behalf and be Yetzer with Shemeah Ka'ina? This is very, very nigeh, alocha lemaisa, right? Sometimes you come to shul and there's 20 people who all need to bench our goymul. It's just after Yom Tov, everybody's just come back from Chutz Daaretz. So do you have 20 people saying our goymul, or do you have one person saying our goymul on behalf of everybody? If you have one person on behalf of everybody, it sounds like that you can thank through a shliach. That's a whole discussion. The bottom line is, yes, you can have other people saying I'm going well on your behalf. Either way, back to our discussion. So we have the main Moedim, and then we have the additional Moedim called Moedim Derabbanan. That's one chidush in the bracha of Moedim. Of course, the other chidush in the bracha of Moedim is the fact that we bow down. We only bow in the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei and also in the bracha of Moedim. Those are the two elements of chidush in the bracha of Moedim. By the way, I must tell you, this always happens when we're learning a particular topic. I got a call last night at about 12:45 from somebody who said, I davened Maariv tonight, and yet I was extremely drowsy and sleepy in the middle of Maariv, and I think I might have missed out a few brachas here and there in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. I'm not sure. If he would be sure, then obviously he's not Yetzer Shmoneh Esrei, he's got to daven again. But he said, I'm not sure, but I definitely seem to remember nodding off, dozing off, and I think I may have missed out some brachas. So it's a suffix. No, Rabbi Yisrael, we've learned this halacha. We learned it this week, last week. I told him, he should repeat Shmoneh Esrei, and as the Mishnah Berurah told us, we mamish learned this last week, you should make a Tanai. What's the Tanai? If it turns out that my first Shmoneh Esrei was okay, then this Tefillah is a Tefillah's Nedava. And if it turns out that my first Shmoneh Esrei was not okay, then this is a Tefillah's Choiva. Remember, that's the Mishnah Berurah we saw at the Sedra Mishnah Tanai. This person was a learned person, clearly. I don't know who it was. He says to me, do I need to be Mechadesh Bodovar? So I told him, no, he does not. Remember, we saw this in Shulchan Aruch as well. You only need to Mechadesh Bodovar if you've definitely davened and now you're davening afresh. And even that, the Mishnah Berurah says we don't do nowadays. But if you're davening because you have a suffix, and I'm not sure whether I was Yotze first time round, then the Shulchan Aruch in, I believe it was Kuf Zayin Sif Aleph, says that clearly you do not need to machadish baldovo second time round, but the Mishnah Berurah did say you've got to make this tanai. Because the tanai was an adova possibly, that's why he said you can't do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The last night was Sunday evening, and you can, and that's what we told him. It was mamish the halachas that we just learned last week. Al kol ponim ba'ofen. So we have two elements of chidush in the bracha of moedim. Chidush number one, moedim derabbanon, that we join in. Chidush number two, that we all bow. Now, with that introduction, let's relearn our Gemara. The Gemara tells us, if you come to shul and they're in the middle of davening, do not start Shmoneh Esra unless you will have finished by the time they get up to Moedim. Now, we didn't go into the details yesterday, but in light of our introduction, we now can and we now should. What does that mean? What exactly is the issue? If I will be in the middle of Shmoneh Esra, whilst they're up to Moedim, I will not be able to join them. What does that mean, I won't be able to join them? Does that mean the issue is I cannot say Moedim Derabbanon? For argument's sake, I'm in the middle of Bracha Refa'enu. So clearly I cannot interrupt to say Moedim Derabbanon. Is that the issue? Or is the issue the bowing down? I can't bow down in the middle of Bracha Refa'enu. And that's the way Rashi taught it to us. Rashi said the issue is the bowing down. Because it cannot be that the whole shul are bowing down except for you. Because then it looks like you deny the existence of the one that everybody's bowing down to. So Rashi did not make mention of Moedim Derabbanon. That apparently is not the issue. Rather, the issue is the bowing down. With the $64 million question, so why can't he bow down? I understand he cannot interrupt his Shmoneh Esra, but if for some reason that's not a concern anyway, and the issue is the bowing down, so what on earth is the issue? He's in the middle of the Bracha of Refa'enu, let him bow down, that's not talking, what's the problem? Now let's see Tosfos and Be'ezus Hashem all become clear. And as we mentioned, we cannot leave this sugya without paskening for ourselves the shaila of what do you do if you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esra anyway? The case of the Gemara is that you came late to shul. So you're not in the middle of the Shmoneh Esra, you're about to begin it. But what happens if I've already started, together with the Tzibur, I'm davening a very long Shmoneh Esra, and they get up to Moedim, and I'm in the middle of Refa'enu. What do I do? So Mitz Hashem will try and paskin the shaila. So let's have a look at Tosfos. Ad shaloi, we're only going to see the first half of Tosfos. Ad shaloi agia shliach tzibur lemoidim, says Tosfos. The timer, what's the issue? Lefi shed sorich lo shuach or lo suach im atzibur. Lo suach means to bow down. Because you'll need to bow down. So again, Tosfos has immediately given the game away, just like Rashi, and has told us that what's the issue? Not Moedim Derabbanon. That's not the issue. What is the issue? The issue is the bowing down. You will need to bow down. Why would you need to? Shaloi yiroe kakoifer. Just like Rashi. Because you should not be seen to be being koifer, denying the existence, b'mi shehatzibur mishtachavin loy. You should not be seen to be denying the existence of the one that everybody's bowing down to. Now, says Tosfos, v'hu adin nami. I must be honest, says Tosfos. The din would certainly be im yagia lemoidim. What happens if I can time myself? I'll begin Shmoneh Esra such that when the Shliach Tzibur gets to Moedim, I will be up to Maidim as well. So in that case, the Chayr, I've got no problem. I can just bow down because I'm anyway saying Maidim. The Shapir Dami says to Tosis, in that case, yes, I must be honest, that case would be fine. Kivan Shehu Mishtachave Im Chaveirov. Because over there, he is bowing down together with his friends. They're bowing down saying Moedim de Rabbonon. He's bowing down saying the main Moedim, and everything's wonderful. Aval ein Gemara psikale ki hai gavna. But the Gemara is not paskening that case. We're not talking about that case. What are we talking about? We're talking about a case where he will be unable to reach Moedim or finish Shmoneh Esra by the time the Shliach Tzibur gets to Moedim, and that's why it's a problem. But indeed, if you will get up to Moedim, then everything is fine and dandy. You time it immaculately, exactly when the Shliach Tzibur gets to Moedim, I'll get to Moedim, and we will all bow down together. Now, put a big period after the word Ki Hai Gavna. End of sentence number one. So Tosfos has told us absolutely clearly, just like Rashi, that what is the issue that we are dealing with? It's the issue of bowing down. That is what we're concerned with. We cannot have a situation, you're in the middle of the bracha of Rafa'inu, the Tzibur all are listening to the Shliach Tzibur saying, Moedim, they're all bowing down and you are not. That is the concern. Says Tosfos. Aval. Ein Nira. It would not appear to me the Mishum Moedim Derabbonon Nokat Hochi. It would not appear that the issue is Moedim Derabbonon. As Tosis has pointed out, what is the issue? It's the bowing down that's the concern. It's not the Moedim Derabbonon Shemitzvah La'anois, comma. Where we know that there is a mitzvah to respond. The chazan says Moedim, and we all respond with Moedim de Rabbonon. Says Tosus, that does not appear to me to be the issue. Why? Shezeh loy motzinu loy iker b'gemara. Because we do not find that as being mentioned in the Gemara. Moedim de Rabbonon is a later institution. It is not mentioned specifically in the Gemara. And therefore, when our Gemara is talking about Moedim, it cannot be referring to Moedim de Rabbonon. Moedim de Rabbonon is a later institution. So therefore, by process of elimination, what are we talking about? We must be talking about the issue of bowing down. The issue of Moedim de Rabbonon is less important. It's not mentioned in the Gemara, but bowing down is. Okay, period. End of part two. So Tosfos, for the moment, is telling us that he's learning the sugya exactly like Rashi, that we don't want to have a situation where you will be unable to bow down. Not you'll be unable to say Moedim de Rabbonon. That doesn't concern us. But you'll be unable to do a bowing down, that is the problem. Okay, now comes line number three. There's several chidushim in this Tosfos. Rabbeinu Tam, hoya rogil, he would regularly do the following. Keshaha yob mispalel b'yachid, if he was davening alone. He was in the shul, but he wasn't davening together with them. Keshahachazan magia la moedim. If the chazan came to moedim, guess what he did? Hoya koireya imha kohol. He would bow down together with the kohol. He was in the middle of the Shmoneh Esra. He didn't get up to moedim. He was in the middle of Slach Lanu, or Borech Aleinu, and he would bow down with the Kohol. Beloy Amira Klal, but without saying anything. So he did not interrupt his bracha to say Moedim Darabonon. Again, this backs up Tosis's Yisoy that Moedim Darabonon is less of an issue. However, what's more of an issue is the bowing down, and Rabbeinu Tam bowed down. Wherever he was, however, says Tosfos, v'dafka be'emtza bracha. But he was very careful. He only did that if he was in the middle of a bracha, not at the end of a bracha. Aval besoif bracha loy, comma. But if he found himself at the end of a bracha, for example, he just said, Rofei chole amo Yisrael, or Mavarech Hashanim, he did not bow down then. Why not? Says Tosfos, the Omar, the Kamon, because this is a Gemara later on in the Masechta, the Osur Lishchois Besoif called Bracha Ubracha. You're not allowed to bow at the end of the other brachas. You're not allowed to. Why that is the case, that is a whole discussion in the Gemara and Daflam and Dalet. You are not allowed to volunteer extra bowing at the end of the bracha. The only bracha that we bow at the end of is the very first bracha in Shmoneh Esrei and in Moedim. So if Rabbeinu Tam found himself in the middle of Shema Koleinu or Al Tzadikim or Borech Oleinu, then he would bow down. If he was at the end of the bracha, then he did not bow down. Why did he make that distinction? Because at the end of the bracha, you're not allowed to bow down. Now, when I was learning this Tosfos, I almost fell off my chair. Why did I almost fall off my chair? Because if Tosfos would have ended over here, and I think we would all agree that there is a whopping question, something doesn't make sense. You see that what did Rabbeinu Tam do? He bowed down in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Admittedly, he didn't do that at the end of the bracha, but in the middle of the bracha, he did. So excuse me, so how do you learn the Gemara then? What's going on over here? The Gemara said, you must time yourself. Make sure that you will be finished Shmoneh Esrei before Moedim. Why? Because, oh no, you might find yourself in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei when it comes to bowing. So what's the problem? Why can't you just bow? Rabbeinu Tam did. Nobody had this kasha on Tosfos. Nachum, you had this shvei on Tosfos. How can Rabbeinu Tam say that this is what I did? If I ever found myself in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, no problem, I bow down. Ah, so apparently you can bow down in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei. Just make sure you don't do it at the end of the bracha. So for the whole Gemara, it doesn't make any sense anymore. How can the Gemara say, make sure you don't find yourself in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei when they get up to Moedim, because then you won't be able to bow? Why not? Rabbeinu Tam did. So if Rabbeinu Tam did, why can't I? Baruch Hashem, Tosfos carries on. And Tosfos says, Umiyu lechatchila. Ein lasois kein kedemashma ocha. Baruch Hashem, Tosfos has addressed the question. Lechatchila, that's not what you're supposed to be doing. Kedemashma ocha, as our Gemara clearly implies. If it was perfectly lechatchila to bow down in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei, then our Gemara makes zero sense. So you see from our Gemara, and Meirai Barabosa, you now see why it was so important to learn this Tosfos. We have just paskened our Shaila. Do you agree with me, everybody, that today, Monday morning, if you were davening Shmoneh Esrei, not Chas V'Shalom coming late, you began with the Tzibur, but you were davening a lengthy Shmoneh Esrei, and the Chazan reached Moedim and you're still in the middle of davening, so what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to bow down. Make sure you don't do so at the end of a bracha. But if you're in the middle of a bracha, you bow down. Our Gemara seemed very concerned to avoid that situation. It's true. It's not lechatchila to begin Shmoneh Esrei if you know that's going to happen when you came late. But if I'm davening with the tzibur, it's perfectly my prerogative to daven as quickly or as slowly as I want, such that if I'm in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei and they reach Moedim, what do? I bow down with them. That is what emerges quite clearly from Tosfos in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. Very, very, very important, you said. So you see from Tosfos, Meirav Raboisai, that Moedim de Rabbonon was not the issue. It's all about bowing down. Essentially, as Tosfos just told us, it's not Lechatchila. It's not lechatchila to bow down in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei when you're not up to Moedim. But if you're in a bedieved situation, meaning I've already begun davening, and I've arrived, the tzibur have arrived at Moedim, join them. You should also bow down, at least if you're in the middle of a bracha.
Well, what does it mean? It's not lechatchila. Therefore, why are we doing it?
No, it's not lechatchila to put yourself in that situation. But once you're in that situation, yes, you've got to bow down. Al Gemara is talking about you have not begun.
Okay.
You've arrived in shul, you're a latecomer, and the tzibur already started. And I realize that if I begin Shmoneh Esrei now, the chances are I will still be in the middle when they're up to Moedim. That is not lechatchila. Rabbeinu Tam, we can be rest assured, did not come late. He happened to be in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei when the tzibur got up to Moedim, so we bow down.
But don't we have a halacha that says that if for some reason you are behind in your tefillah and the tzibur has already started to say there's silent Shmoneh Esrei, that the yachid should wait until till Chazaras HaShatz to start?
Right, exactly for this reason. Exactly for this reason.
Okay.
Because if you don't, if you come 10 minutes late, so when they start Shmoneh Esrei, you just begin Yishtabach. And by the time you begin Shmoneh Esrei, they're pretty much going to end. Then you're going to run into this problem. You're going to end up being in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei when they get up to Kedusha, which we don't want, or Moedim, which we don't want. 100% right. Now, there is another terrific Chiddush that's coming up in Shmoneh Esrei in Tosfos, a huge machlokes, world famous machlokes, and we need to know once again, Rabbeisai, how we paskin on this halacha l'maaseh. We have discussed, we have one more piece in the puzzle that we have not yet closed the corner on. We've discussed now, Rabbeisai, halacha l'maaseh. We will see Be'ezus Hashem, if not today, then tomorrow, whether this is Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, but at least what emerges from Tosfos. Rabbeisai, what does one do if you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei and the tzibur get up to Moedim? According to Tosfos, unequivocal, you bow down with them if you are in the middle of a bracha, not at the end of a bracha. That is what Rabbeinu Tam did. Tosfos did tell us, it's not lechatchila, don't get yourself in this situation, fine. The one last remaining piece in the puzzle is, we have not yet discussed, what do you do if you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei and the tzibur get up to Kedusha? Again, lechatchila, you're supposed to avoid this. That's what the Gemara says. Don't daven late such that they will be up to Kedusha whilst you're in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei. But what happens if you're already on the way? And you have to remember, by the way, this is an even more common scenario than Moedim. But the obvious reason is because even if somebody davens not such a lengthy Shmoneh Esrei, just slightly lengthy, the chances are that Tzibur will get up to Kedusha whilst he's in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. If they get up to Moedim whilst he's in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, then we're talking about a very long Shmoneh Esrei. Says Tosfos, the Kosav Rashi, Basuka, Perek, Lulav HaGozel. Tosfos quotes Rashi, we once learned this together, Bezos Hashem, the Odom, Hamispalil, somebody is davening v'shoma lepi hachazen, kaddish oy kedusha. If you heard kaddish or kedusha, now as we said, you're not allowed to interrupt your Shmoneh Esrei. You cannot respond. The Gemara told us this already. Einoy yochoil lahafsik. You cannot interrupt your Shmoneh Esrei v'la'anois im hatzibur and to respond with the tzibur. Elo yishtoik. You should stop. You should not interrupt, but you should not carry on either. You should stop your Shmoneh Esrei. V'yamtin ma'at. And you should wait a little bit as you listen to them. D'shoimeya ka'oine, underline those two words. Because we have the whopping principle of shoimeya ka'oine. So here I've got the best of both worlds. Don't be mafsik with your Shmoneh Esrei. Just listen to them. Now what's that going to help to listen? Because shoimeya ka'oine. But, says Tosis immediately, but again, again, it's not a lechatchila situation to get yourself into. As the Gemara again told us, if you're running late, make sure you'll finish your Shmoneh Esrei by the time midday Kedusha. It's not lechatchila to be in the middle of davening whilst they're saying Kedusha and relying on Shemeya Ko'ina. Why is it not lechatchila, says Tosis? The Anir. Because responding, chashiva tfei hidur mitzvah. That's definitely considered more of a hidur to actually respond than just to listen and be considered as if you've responded. So it's definitely not a lechatchila situation. By the way, again, another halacha. This is very, very important halacha lemaisa. Imagine you're davening Shmoneh Esrei, a fairly average paced Shmoneh Esrei. It happens to be that you would like to add a number of your own personal bakashis. As we've mentioned many, many times in various forums, very important to do so, not just permissible, but recommended by the Mishnah Berurah. As we've explained on many occasions, this, to an extent, can really help us feel the connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam, which is the whole purpose of tefillah, when we add our own personal bakashas. Okay. Now, here's a bit of an issue. If I end up adding my own personal bakashas, then my Shmoneh Esrei is going to become very long and I'm going to miss Kedusha. So what are you going to tell me? Beseder. So you'll do this trick of Rashi. You'll stop and you'll listen. But Tosfos told us it's not lechatchila. So under those circumstances, the poskim say, do not add them in Shema Koleinu, rather add them in Elokeinu Tzor, at the end of Shmoneh Esrei. Why is that better? Because if you're in the middle of Elokeinu Tzor when they get up to Kedusha, then you just say, you l'rot senim refri, and then you can actually join them for Kedusha. So if we're dealing with a bakosha, which is specific to one of the brochas with regard to a refuah, or paranosa, the seder. But if it's a general bakasha, only put it in Shema Koleinu if you will still be able to finish Shmoneh Esrei in time. Okay, either way, this is the chidush of Rashi. Stop and listen, Shemea Koina. Says Tosis in conclusion, V'rabbeinu tam, V'ri hayu oimrim, that no. Adarabba. I shoimea ka'oina, have a hafsoka im shoisek. I'm sorry, says Rabbeinu Tam, I disagree with Rashi. Why? If shoimea is considered to be an oina, then basically it's as if you've interrupted your Shmoneh Esrei. How can you tell me that listening is like talking, but then tell me it's not a hafsok in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei? Kind of the best of both worlds. If Shemeya is ka'oina, then it's like you've responded in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. So it is a hefsek. So Rabbeinu Tam says, I'm sorry, I disagree. And I would say, just keep going with your Shmoneh Esrei. O mikol mokoim, noagu ha'om, Lishtoik Velishmaya. Says Tosas, the minag is like Rashi, the godoil haminag, and how great is the custom. So there it is. Many, many, many chidushim in this Tosas. I would highly recommend that everybody does chazar of this Tosas. We're not going to see the rest of Tosas. That's an altogether different inyan. But what we will do, Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow, we will briefly review.